Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Megillah Daf Chof Gimel in the Art Scholars of Order edition. Perek Sheni starting Halacha Beis in the top of Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Kara Sirugin, someone who reads the Megillah B'Sirugin, meaning he takes breaks in the middle of Kriyas Megillah, or in his Nisnamnim, he's reading it and he's dozing off. Yotza. Hoya Koisvo Dorsho Megillah. One of the three, he's either writing a Megillah, and when he's writing, he's looking at another Megillah, which is finished. He's looking at a complete Megillah and copying from there. So he's reading out loud and writing, or he's reading the Megillah and he's dashing the Megillah, or he's reading the Megillah to be Megia the Megillah, to come and see, to edit it. Im kiven libo yotze, he has kavanah to be yotze, kriyas Megillah is yotze. Vim lav lo yotze, vna nat. These are different types of dyes. Al-Hanior, paper made out of grass. Veladiftero, which is unprocessed height. Loyotze, it's not Yotze in all these cases. Ksuvo, Ashuri is written, and Ashuri is mentioned before. Al-Safer, meaning a cloth, a parchment. Bedyoy, with ink. So the Moratanes, Sirugim Yotzo, Sirusim Loyotzo. Sirugim is okay, Sirusim is not okay. What does it mean? Sirugim means kituim, reading and stopping in the middle. Sirusim, chad parochad. Reads a pasuk, skips, and reads another pasuk. Omar Chagai, sirugim, the word sirugim, vechalogloigois, and the word chalogloigois, umi godol bechochmoy b'shonim, who's greater? Someone who's wiser, someone who's older? These three questions, it's shrachas lechavaya. They didn't know what it means, sirugim, what it means, chalagloigos, and they didn't know who comes first. Let's go to the house of Rebbe and we'll ask over there. Sokol Mishul came out to ask. Now we're going to use here the Girso, which is brought in Shinui Nuschois, which we're skipping down a few lines and coming back to the where we are in a moment. They were discussing who should go in first. Each one was mechabit somebody else. Yatzos Shifcha Michel Beis Rebbe came at a maidservant in the house of Beis Rebbe. Omer, let me counsel the Shanim. The older one should go in first. You already solved the problem. Who comes first? The older one comes first. Shorin Olin Katoin Katoin came in groups, groups. They didn't come in one shot altogether. Omer, lamatem nechasim sirugim sirugim. Why are you not coming in one shot but you're doing breaks? So from here they learn the word sirugim means you're reading something and then you're stopping and you continue on later. Chad Rebbe, one of the Rebbeim there, one of the Rabbanim that came in, Havatonin Parchinin. He was holding these vegetables called Parchinim. For Noflu Minein, they fell from him. Amor Le Rebbe Nisbra Pazu Chaleg Legoisecho. Your Chaleg Legois fell off. So now they learn what it means, this word. This word means these vegetables. Amor La Aiso Metato Ve'Aiso Salbino. So he told her, go bring a Matato, which means, like you say in modern Hebrew, Matate, which means a broom, and she brought Salbino, which is a broom. So the first bring over here, which put down the Bavli, the Chacham did not also know what does it mean in the Pasuk, v'tiatia b'matatei hashmat. What does it mean? So now they found out that it means a broom. So all the questions were answered by the Shifcha Beis Rebbe. Ramana Omar B'Shur Rav Yudah Shom B'Shur Rav Yoytzo Aglili Hivsik Bo. He's talking about Kriyishma. Someone's reading Kriyishma. He stopped in the middle k'de likris eskula, a break to read the entire Shema, lo yotze dechavosoy. I mean, you can have breaks, but if the break is long enough to read the entire Shema, so then he's not yotze. Rabbi, I revere me, B'Shur Rav, halacha k'ramana B'Shur B'Shur Rav Yudah Shom B'Shur Beis Aglili Hivsik Bo. What he said regarding Hivsik, we just mentioned. Also, in Halel Megillah, if you stop in the middle enough to read the whole thing, so then you're not Yotze. And the same thing with Megillah. Same thing applies to Tkiyas Shofar. Slick on the base, Rebbe, that's Tkiyas Rav Chaim. Now, Tkiyas is different. Prince can have a break of 9 hours between the Tkiyas, and it's still okay. When I was in Bavel, I had this question. Could you have a break in the Tkiyas? Salokis locha, keep the Eretz Yisrael. Sham is doma avyosa b'shu Rabbi Yochanan. Who Rabbi Yosa saying, name Rabbi Yochanan, avilu shaman kol ayoyim yotzo, for ushi shaman al seder. He can have a break the entire day, but he has to hear it in order. Tkiyo, shvarim tkiyo, he can't do the wrong order. Rabbi Yisi boi, surprised he asked the question. Hayazad tzach l'pshuta rishoyinu, vizad tzach l'pshuta achoyinu. Two people are listening to Tkiyas, and one needs the first kiyo, and the other one needs the last kiyo. Let's say you have a seder of tkiyo, shorim tkiyo. One is in right now needs to hear the tkiyo, which is the beginning of that seder, and the other one he needs to hear the last kiyo. So do you say it kiachas moitzia yidei shtem? Can two listen to the same kiyo and each one will be yoitze at a different stage of the seder or not? And the Gemara does not answer this question. When we said in the middle of Kriya Shema, you're not allowed to have a break, the length that it takes to do Kriya Shema, does it mean the length to do Kriya Shema only? Or Kriya Shema and the brachas? That's the length is a problem. He v'loi b'chosel, or means she without the with brachas. B'chosel v'loi, or if he's in the middle of the brachas, the break will be only the brachas or the brachas together with Shema. Hivsik shlisho v'chosel hivsik shlisho, meaning he braked and he stopped the amount it takes to read a third of Kriya Shema. Then he did another break and another break that takes to do another third of Kriya Shema. And then he had a third break with also another third. Do you say that they all join together? Uva Kriya Misharim or Bechalot Misharim. If this person reads slower, does he have a longer break? Or you go based on most people? Omar Amapti Olam Istabra Bekoriya, it makes sense. You go based on the Kriya. So more doesn't answer the other question, but this question more answers. Menashe av Yosef kamei Rizoyi, Menashe sitting in front of Zeriro, ve'inamnim, and he dozed off. And Rizoyi was reading the Megillah. Omalei chazol chodol chivanis. Rizoyi says, you have to go back and read the Megillah again. So even though in our Mishnah it says if someone dozed off, he's yoytze, that's only if he's reading it himself. So if he's reading himself, even though he's dozing off, that means he's still connected, he still has kavona. But if someone is listening to Megillah and he dozed off, he has to read it again. So we learn in the Mishnah, if he's writing the Megillah, when he's reading it from another Megillah and he's writing it down, he's Yoitze. Talk about these Yoitze when on Purim. Masha, you could write a Purim. So remember, we had a discussion earlier. Is Purim also Basias Melacha? Here's another Rai, you could do Melacha, you could write a Megillah on Purim. Says the Gemara, Nemar Barabo Sober Krochim. Is that a good Rai? Because it could be we're talking about someone who lives in the Krochim and he has to read the Megillah on Tesvov, on the 15th of Adar. But we learned earlier, if you read on the 14th, he's Yoitze. So here he's in the 14th, the day earlier than what he needs to read, and he's writing the Megillah. And then he's reading it, is he Yaitse B'dievet? But in Echanami, if it would be in the, on the 15th, or would be someone who is not a Ben Krach, is a Ben Ir, so maybe he cannot do Malacha, so no Raya from here. The Gemara says, V'dorsha, another, the Mishnah said, that if he's reading the Megillah and dashing it, so he's Yaitse. As long as he's not focused on another thing, he's only focusing on the Pesukim that are in front of him. Meaning he's not saying other things. He's only reading and darshan the Megillah itself. Umagia is coming and correcting the words, he's editing it. Tani eimet daktik imita yusei. We know daktik so much and the mistakes of the Megillah. Amitzu ba'abo mamachsio v'chanana v'yosin kamei rav sitting in front of rav. Chadom ha'yehudim v'chadom ha'yehudim with the extra yud. V'loi chozo chad minon. He didn't say anyone made a mistake even though each one read a little differently because we don't correct the mistakes of the Megillah. Ha'yehudim v'kori kulo yehudim. All the Yehudim in the Megillah, you read Yehudim, even the ones that are written with two Yods. Rav Chalbo, Rav Yirmi, Rav Shemrav, Kosov Echad Oimer Sefer, Kosov Echad Oimer Higeris. The Megillah on one hand is called a Sefer, and the other one is called the Higeris. Haketz, what do you learn from here? Kali Kilbit Froso. It's really treated usually like a Sefer Torah, but there is a Kulo in the stitches. Shintofa Pashnaim, Ushloisha Tachim Shikshero. If you have two, three stitches, enough, and a Sefer Torah, you have to have stitches in the entire page. But in Megillah, you have two, three is enough, that's why it's called the Higeris, that doesn't have all the halachas completely, the strict halachas of a Sefer Torah. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Megillah, Daf Chof Gimel.